Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Describe a Place Where You Feel Most Comfortable. When it comes to IELTS speaking, one common topic that often appears is describing a place where you feel most comfortable. This topic allows examiners to assess your ability to express personal preferences, describe environments, and convey emotions. Let's explore how to tackle this topic effectively to achieve a high score in your IELTS speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you some general questions about comfortable places. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you have a favorite place where you like to relax? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I do. I really enjoy spending time in my bedroom. It's a quiet place where I can unwind after a long day. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. My go-to spot for relaxation is undoubtedly my home library. It's a tranquil sanctuary where I can immerse myself in books and escape the hustle and bustle of daily life. The combination of soft lighting, comfortable seating, and the gentle rustling of pages creates an incredibly soothing atmosphere. Q. What makes a place comfortable for you? Band 6-7. Answer. For me, a comfortable place should be quiet and have good lighting. I also like places with comfortable furniture where I can sit or lie down easily. Band 8-9. Answer. Several factors contribute to making a place comfortable for me. Firstly, I value ambient lighting that's neither too harsh nor too dim. Secondly, the acoustic environment plays a crucial role. I prefer spaces with minimal background noise. Additionally, ergonomic furniture is essential, as it allows me to maintain good posture while relaxing. Lastly, I find that natural elements, such as indoor plants or a view of greenery, significantly enhance the comfort level of any space. Part 2. Long Turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Cue card. Describe a place where you feel most comfortable. You should say, where this place is, what it looks like, what you do there, and explain why you feel comfortable in this place. Sample answer. Band 8-9. The place where I feel most comfortable is my home office, which I've meticulously designed to be my personal haven. It's located in a quiet corner of my house, overlooking our backyard garden. As you enter the room, you're greeted by a serene ambiance. The walls are painted in a soothing shade of light blue, which I find incredibly calming. Large windows allow ample natural light to flood in, creating a bright and airy atmosphere. I've furnished the space with an ergonomic desk and chair, ensuring optimal comfort during long work sessions. Floating shelves adorn the walls, housing my collection of books and a few carefully chosen decorative items that inspire creativity. In this space, I engage in a variety of activities. Primarily, it serves as my workstation where I tackle professional tasks and pursue personal projects. However, it's also where I indulge in my hobbies, such as reading, writing, and even practicing meditation. The versatility of this room allows me to seamlessly transition between work and leisure. I feel incredibly comfortable in this place for several reasons. Firstly, the thoughtful design and layout cater perfectly to my needs and preferences. The ergonomic setup ensures physical comfort, while the aesthetic elements provide visual pleasure. Moreover, this room represents a personal sanctuary where I can focus without distractions, allowing me to be my most productive and creative self. The view of nature through the windows also contributes significantly to my sense of well-being, offering a refreshing connection to the outdoors even when I'm inside. In essence, this space embodies a perfect harmony of functionality and comfort, making it the ideal environment for both work and relaxation. Follow-up questions. How important is it to have a comfortable place at home? Band 8-9. Answer. Having a comfortable place at home is paramount for one's overall well-being. It serves as a personal retreat where one can recharge and find solace from the demands of daily life. A comfortable home environment fosters better mental health, reduces stress levels, and can even boost productivity. Moreover, in today's fast-paced world, where many people work remotely, a comfortable home space has become even more crucial as it often doubles as a workspace. Do you think people feel comfortable in different types of places? Band 8-9. Absolutely. The concept of comfort is highly subjective and can vary significantly from person to person. While some individuals might find solace in bustling urban environments, others might prefer the tranquility of nature. Factors such as personal experiences, cultural background, and individual temperament play a significant role in determining what type of place one finds comfortable. For instance, an extrovert might feel most at ease in social settings like cafes, whereas an introvert might prefer quieter, more secluded spaces. This diversity in preferences highlights the importance of creating varied environments in public spaces to cater to different comfort needs. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think the concept of a comfortable place differs between generations? Band 8-9. Answer. The concept of a comfortable place can indeed vary significantly between generations, largely due to technological advancements and shifting societal norms. For older generations, comfort might be more closely associated with physical aspects of a space, such as cozy furniture or a fireplace. They may prioritize traditional home environments as their comfortable places. In contrast, younger generations, particularly millennials and Gen Z, often find comfort in places that offer connectivity and flexibility. For them, a comfortable place might be a co-working space or a cafe with good Wi-Fi, as they value the ability to work or socialize from various locations. They might also find comfort in virtual spaces, such as online communities or social media platforms, which weren't available to previous generations. Moreover, the minimalist movement has gained traction among younger people, leading them to find comfort in less cluttered, more streamlined environments. This contrasts with older generations who might associate comfort with accumulating possessions and creating a sense of permanence. Ultimately, these generational differences reflect broader changes in lifestyle, work patterns, and values, highlighting how the concept of comfort evolves alongside societal shifts. Q. In what ways can the design of public spaces influence people's comfort levels? Band 8-9 answer. The design of public spaces plays a crucial role in influencing people's comfort levels through various means. Firstly, ergonomic considerations in the design of seating areas, walkways, and other facilities can significantly enhance physical comfort. For instance, properly positioned benches with appropriate back support can make a park more inviting for extended stays. Secondly, the use of natural elements such as green spaces, water features, or natural lighting can create a more soothing atmosphere, reducing stress and increasing overall comfort. This concept, known as biophilic design, has been shown to have positive effects on mental well-being. Moreover, the layout and flow of a space can impact comfort levels by affecting how people interact and move within it. Open designs that allow for easy navigation can reduce anxiety, while creating pockets of semi-private areas within larger public spaces can provide a sense of security and intimacy. Acoustic design is another critical factor. Implementing sound-absorbing materials or using layout to minimize noise pollution can significantly enhance comfort, especially in urban environments. Lastly, inclusive design that caters to diverse needs, including those of people with disabilities, elderly individuals, and children, ensures that public spaces are comfortable and accessible to all members of society. By carefully considering these elements, designers can create public spaces that not only serve their functional purpose, but also promote a sense of well-being and comfort for all users. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Tranquil sanctuary, chuer. Noun phrase, a peaceful and quiet place of refuge. Example, the library serves as a tranquil sanctuary for students seeking a calm study environment. Ambient lighting, ambiting, noun phrase, soft, indirect lighting that creates a comfortable atmosphere. Example, the restaurant's ambient lighting created a cozy and intimate dining experience. Ergonomic, ergonomic, adjective, designed for efficiency and comfort in the working environment. Example, investing in an ergonomic chair has significantly improved my posture and reduced back pain. Meticulously designed, meticzined, adverb, past participle, carefully and precisely planned and created. Example, the architect meticulously designed every aspect of the building to maximize natural light. Versatility. Versatility. Noun. The ability to adapt or be adapted to many different functions or activities. Example, the versatility of the community center allows it to host various events, from art exhibitions to fitness classes. Paramount, paramount, adjective, more important than anything else, supreme. Example, ensuring customer satisfaction is of paramount importance in our business strategy. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a comfortable place, use a wide range of vocabulary, including idiomatic expressions and less common words related to comfort and environments. Demonstrate your ability to speak at length by providing detailed descriptions and explanations. Use examples to illustrate your points. Practice coherent delivery by organizing your thoughts logically and using appropriate linking words and phrases. Show your ability to discuss abstract concepts, especially in Part 3, by analyzing ideas from different perspectives. Maintain fluency by speaking at a natural pace without long pauses. If you need a moment to think, use filler phrases naturally. Vary your grammatical structures, using a mix of simple and complex sentences. Accuracy is important, but don't be afraid to attempt more complex structures. Express opinions clearly and support them with reasons and examples, particularly in Part 3 discussions. By following these tips and regularly practicing with varied topics, you can improve your performance and aim for a high band score in the IELTS speaking test. For more practice on describing places, you might find it helpful to explore topics like describing a place where you go to think deeply, or a place where you like to go for coffee or tea. These related topics can help you expand your vocabulary and ideas for discussing various comfortable and meaningful places.